to hold in awareness whatever arises, the ability, one could say, to give attention to whatever arises in this moment, to meet everything that comes into the space of now with that innocent looking, which begins with looking at a flower without labeling it, and thus realizing how alive that really is, that you don't really know what it is, that it remains a mystery, that it has a depth to it that you didn't know about it before because you thought you knew what it is when you gave it a name. And so, to look at a flower in that way, where you suddenly know its sacredness and its beauty so deeply as not being separate from who you are. And then to look at another human being in that way. In other words, to meet things and people through that inner dimension of space, which is also unconditioned intelligence itself, in which it appears that you don't know anything, and yet a far deeper intelligence than the conceptualized mind is suddenly flowing through you. And then to meet a problem, a challenging situation, not so much a problem because all problems exist in the head, all there is really a situation that may be challenging. To meet any life challenge, not a story in the head, but an actual challenge which can only be here now, to meet any challenge in that state of clear, aware, alert presence, and to simply look at it. Within that alert spaciousness, that means an intelligence far greater than the conditioned mind with all the things that it has learned can now come in and deal with the situation. Some people have encountered that when they were faced with life or death situations. And they had never heard any spiritual teaching like that. They simply, suddenly, the mind stopped and they were able to confront the situation in that state of complete and alert presence. And they just looked. Whenever there is a true emergency, the mind is far too slow and it doesn't have enough intelligence to deal with it. So it sometimes happens that the mind steps aside because you want to survive. The mind steps aside and the unconditioned consciousness comes through in that moment when there's a life-threatening crisis. And then you become far greater and deeper and more intelligent than you thought you were because it wasn't you. You stepped aside. You, as the mind made me, stepped aside. And then that came through. And out of that, action sometimes comes. And you find yourself doing without premeditated, saying, okay, now I need to run over there, jump into the water, and pull this man out of the water, but it might be cold. should I or shouldn't I? No, none of this happens. You're just like a bird sitting on a branch. The bird, there are no thought processes involved in animals. They are beautiful expressions of consciousness, but they're not thinking. Should I or shouldn't I jump off this branch now? It could be dangerous. Let me think about it. Now, when you look at a bird, you will notice its strange movements, the typical bird movements. Every animal has its own way of being in the world. And the bird is, as all animals are, extremely good at looking